Clyburn, food prices are up, but medicine is down. By Ian Hanchett on February 28, 2024. On Tuesday's broadcast of News Nation's Cuomo, Biden campaign co-chair Representative James Clyburn, DSC, acknowledged that food prices are up under President Joe Biden. But the price of medicine is down, there are jobs being created, and infrastructure improvements. While discussing the campaign, host Chris Cuomo said, "The counterargument is, no, I'm getting killed at the grocery store. Congressman, I'm getting killed at the grocery store on Biden's watch. I'm getting killed with inflation. And, on the culture side, half your party is crazy. And I feel that so much that I believe I can pick off some of these black female 40s, 50s, culturally conservative voters that feel there has not been delivery for too long on the Democratic watch. Do you think there's any chance that that happens? And if so, can you still win?" Clyburn responded, "I don't think that's going to happen. Simply because I don't think the facts are being discussed properly. Let me give you one you just mentioned. Yes, food prices are up, but the price of medicine is way down. My late wife struggled with diabetes for 30 years. I saw her insulin bill, $800 a month sometimes. Now, for everybody on Medicare, and she was on Medicare, that's going to be capped at $35 a month. So, if you look at the total picture, then you've got to look. We're getting jobs we've never had before. Black unemployment is at the lowest it's been in over 40 years. That's a fact. And you look at the cost of medicine, now, you can negotiate. Medicare can now negotiate for the price of medicine. So, food prices may be up on the one hand, the price of medicine, way down on the other. Jobs are being created. We are seeing chips under the Chips and Science Act. Everywhere you go in South Carolina today. And Joe Biden didn't carry South Carolina. But South Carolina has benefited big time from Joe Biden's policies and they know it. Every highway that I cross these days, has, got work being done. The bridges are being repaired and we are seeing jobs being created." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.